Shalom and welcome to this week's listener's testimony. This is Paul speaking live from Come to Zion Ministry Center in Kiryat Yam. And if you're listening to this on any other day but Friday morning here in Israel, it's recorded. We ask you to send in your testimony to paul@inspiredfaith.org. Inspired Faith, paul@inspiredfaith.org, and put the word testimony in your in the subject line so that we can read your testimony on the air. We're going to be playing Margie's, and we're probably going to do that next week, so we won't do it in the room because it's almost an hour program she did for us. We're going to start that not this week, but the week after. This testimony is from George. He's a very dear brother in the UK, and when he gets up in the morning, he's listening in. He'll be up here in about 20 minutes or so. And this is George's testimony. Several weeks ago, I was troubled by acute lower back pains, probably an intermittent legacy from an old strain or injury. The acute discomfort was present at my habitual time of prayer, connecting with the Fellowship of Inspired Faith Broadcasting, led by Paul over the internet from Israel. Here at my computer, it was very early morning, and I had benefited from the closeness of communion of prayer for many weeks. Prayer and seeking the Lord is conducted regularly, and the advantage to me was that it started my day right, just as the Lord Himself got up hours before daybreak to pray. For others tuning in at this time around the globe, it was actually time to go to bed, so this is part of the attraction of the never-ending cycle of prayer around the globe, where somewhere it is always light and prayer is continually made in the spirit of Yeshua, who is continually interceding for His people. However, I was in pain that particular morning. To use a well-known phrase, my back was in too. Paul asked the fellowship from many hundreds of miles and miles away, dotted around the globe, to join together in prayer and concentration as usual. I thought, as I called out my head to the Lord, this is the body of the Messiah. If one part suffers, we should all suffer, surely, Lord. I am to pray for others. Surely you see my need, don't you? At that moment, Paul and Israel interjected into the proceedings a comment that there was someone out there with back pain, and could we pray for them? I was touched to immediately know I was joined by the body of Messiah. I know the gifts of the Messiah are given and available. I just hadn't seen too much of it in practice. It was blessed reassurance indeed to me as I started my lonely day that I was joined to the fellowship. Hallelujah. That's the testimony of George and what he has to say from the UK. Thank you very, very much, George, for sharing that with us. And you can send us your testimony or praise report. All you have to do is take a minute or two and write it down and send it to me, paul@inspiredfaith.org. Now, this is another not too long one from Carlos. And Carlos is from Dallas. And here's what Carlos has to say. Oh, I did a big mistake. Never mind. We're not reading Carlos's testimony this morning. Oh, I didn't edit it yet. Okay. I'll have to edit my program here before I put it on the air. We'll not be reading Carlos's testimony this week. All right, I forgot. Most of the testimony that you guys send, I go through and edit it and fix it up, and I hadn't done his yet, and I accidentally marked it as I had done it. So I apologize and will not be reading it this week. And I thank you all for sending your testimony in, and we appreciate it very much. And we will have more next week. So join us, send your testimony in, and we appreciate it very much if you would do that. Send us your testimony, paul@inspiredfaith.org. And join us again next week at this time for Testimony of Our Listeners. God bless you, and thank you for listening to Listener's Testimony.